Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with new Simpson volleyball coach KK Palea about his expectations for the season and joining Simpson College.
Welcome back to the Simpson College Radio Coaches Corner on 94.3 KNIA, talking with new Simpson head volleyball coach KK Palea. Coach, first of all, let's kind of introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners and what they can expect from this year's Simpson volleyball squad.
Yeah, my name's KK Palea, originally from Kent, Washington, about 20 minutes south of Seattle. Everybody knows me as KK. Been in Iowa for probably the last 12 or more years, kind of lost count, but love it here. Met my wife in Cedar Falls, Waterloo area, and never left. So I'm excited about the season, expectations, you know, getting to come into the program, and not necessarily as early as I would like, but seeing how or what we have and getting in touch with the girls that are coming in, the expectation is very high. My plan is to push them. They're excited, you know, get a, maybe a little bit of a fresh start for some of the returners, and then just a new kind of normal, I guess, with everything that's going on for the freshmen. So, and I guess everyone, but super excited. And I think, you know, there's a lot of potential here and looking to build on what they've got here. And hopefully within a few years, the goal is to bring home a conference championship, if not more.
All right. Well, before we kind of get into the overall what you want to see from the program, this probably isn't ideal circumstances how you want to come in and take over a program. So kind of talk about the difficulties of, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic right now and how that affects, you know, kind of your face-to-face interaction with some of the players and trying to get yourself established while not being able to do a lot of the things you might normally be able to do.
For sure. I think, you know, in a normal circumstance, yeah, I think things are still difficult, but it's a little bit more, like you said, with the current situation. I think for me, it would have kind of been along the same lines a little bit, just because I'm coming in fresh and I don't know a lot of the team. So it's kind of like whether we're in this situation or not, it would be new for everyone. But as far as, you know, COVID-19, making sure that we're practicing protocols to keep the kids safe, keep, you know, employees and staff safe here, it definitely poses some obstacles. But I think the athletic department is doing a really good job of making sure that everyone is trying to keep not only us, but the athletes as safe as possible and come up with a plan for us to be able to continue on in a new normal. You know, with the social distancing, that's very difficult for athletics. But the precautions that we're taking, I think, is something that's just added on to the responsibility. But the coaching part, I feel like preparation is a little bit difficult because I don't know the kids. I don't get to meet them face to face. We've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings and phone call interactions. So I feel like I know most of them decently well. I'm excited to kind of meet them face to face here in a few weeks to get to know them better. But just from an operational standpoint, I think it is difficult just because we have to make sure that we can't just do what we normally do when it comes to training and competing and traveling. And then outside of volleyball, just keeping in mind the responsibility we have as a team to not put ourselves in a tough position to where it maybe could affect the rest of the team and potentially the season. So things that you don't normally have to think about, you have to think about now. And yeah, it's an obstacle, but I think we're up for the challenge, and I think the girls are too. So I'm pretty excited.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. I did want to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the legacy of Simpson. It's a program that's seen a lot of success in the past. It's had a couple of down years. So does that kind of help or affect your coaching in any way, kind of talking about, hey, this is where we can get to, the resources that we have? I guess, have you used that at all, the past success of Simpson?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually played collegiate volleyball at Graceland, so I was, you know, around Simpson volleyball. I've seen it before, and at that time I had friends that I met from Iowa that played at Simpson and still know people today that have played at Simpson during those times where they were highly successful. So, you know, it's not necessarily kind of a worry for me because I think the potential is definitely there. You know, when every place is going to have down years, you know, sometimes it's just tough and where it's just not as, it doesn't go as planned. But knowing the history, knowing Simpson and getting to know the culture around here, I don't think it's going to be very difficult to get back where they used to be as far as, you know, the success. I just think it's going to take a little bit of time of getting everybody to buy in and understand and believe that they can get there. And hopefully, you know, just get that train back on the track as far as the success that they've had in the past.
Once again, that was New Simpson College volleyball coach KK Palea discussing the next season. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.